This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Haiti's second largest city is in the hands of the rebels. Cap-Haitien was seized over the weekend, the biggest rebel victory since the uprising against President Jean-Bertrand Aristide began on February 5th. The rebels now have driven government forces from half of Haiti, with their attention now turned to the capital, Port-au-Prince. NPR's Martin Costi is in the capital. The fall of Cap-Haitien came a day after a U.S.-led peace mission failed to get the opposition to agree to a peace deal. So what happened?
Well, the peace deal is still on the table at the moment. They have till 5 p.m. today, at the end of business today, to get the opposition, the non-violent, non-armed opposition here in the capital, to agree to this deal. It looks very doubtful that they will, because the opposition just doesn't want to seal any kind of deal that doesn't have the removal of President Aristide as its centerpiece. They don't want to agree to keeping him on in any form. But this peace deal is almost moot now, because what's going on in the countryside seems to be outrunning any kind of diplomatic efforts here in the capital. These insurgents have dealt a really big psychological blow to the government of Jean-Bertrand Aristide by taking the second largest city, even though it is on the opposite end of the country. A lot of people are wondering just how long this government might have, given how quickly this has moved and how little popular support the government seems to have in places like Cap-Haitien.
The situation there in Cap-Haitien appears really chaotic. There's widespread looting. Prisoners are being freed.
That's been the way these attacks have gone since the beginning of this uprising 2 weeks ago. Basically, what happens is these armed groups, and there aren't very many of them, they tend to be a couple dozen people who are heavily armed. They come in jeeps and they go straight for the police headquarters, and the police have not been putting up almost any kind of fight in these cases. Sounds like it was the same situation in Cap-Haitien. The police flee, and the police are not really equipped to be a National Guard or to be an army. There is no army here in Haiti anymore. So they pretty much melt away, and these armed groups go straight for the police station, burn it down, and that just sort of triggers the population to grab what they can, and to and anarchy rules, because there is no authority, no police force, and these insurgents don't stay around. They don't become an occupying force. They kind of move on. So really, it's all bets are off in these towns where they've come through.
And is anyone leading this rebellion?
There are a couple of people who are standing out as leaders. It's not a real organized thing with a clear hierarchy at all. But the most probably capable person seen in charge of this is a man named Guy Philippe, who's a former police chief of Cap-Haitien. He was also former military from the days when there still was an army here. He was in exile for a while because he'd been accused of fomenting a coup against President Aristide, and he now appears to be back, leading a relatively well-trained group of people, a small corps of people who actually have military experience. There's also a fellow named Louis Jodel Chamblain. He is probably a more dubious person of the two, because he used to lead a death squad here in the capital called the FROP during the days of the military dictatorship while President Aristide was in exile. He definitely has a lot of blood on his hands, according to all reports here. But he's not really in charge. I think Guy Philippe is the man in charge, at least of the military component of this uprising.
So while the north falls to the rebels, I gather in the capital, in the south, there is a carnival underway.
Yeah, the traditional carnival. In fact, it's an extra-long carnival because this is the 200th anniversary of Haiti's independence. So we're halfway through carnival. People are coming out. They go out downtown. They have carnival kings and queens. They dance in the streets. But it's a smaller affair than it is and has been in past years, and people are definitely tense in town. I mean, there's been no direct combat here. There have been street fights between gangs pro and against the president. But what's really happening here is everyone's just watching.
NPR's Martin Costi in Port-au-Prince, Haiti.